This is Leo Babiu for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. We're recording this on Tuesday, June 28th, a conversation with Randall Walls from the Minnesota Veterans Home in Silver Bay. Welcome to KTWH, Randall.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you remind me what your job title is there? You seem to be the font of all information.
I am the public relations coordinator for the Silver Bay Veterans Home.
How long have you been on staff there, Randall?
I am still wet behind the ears. This is only just the start of my second year. So one full year and a few days.
So you're still wearing in the clothes that you started the job? I'm kidding.
I am. I'm still sizing up the shoes that came before me. So they're pretty big.
They are. And they've been pretty big now for kind of a momentous 30 years now. And one of the reasons we reached out to you, Randall, was to talk about Silver Bay Minnesota Veterans Home having a big anniversary. And it's kind of been delayed, but you're hitting the ground this summer with community celebration of sorts that I'd love you to describe. You're celebrating a belated 30th anniversary, is it, of the opening of the facility back in, what would that have been, 1991?
That's correct. October 10th of 1991 is when we first opened our doors and had our first resident, and the majority of the residents came in the building in 1992, so that's why we can stretch our time frame here. Because of COVID, we held off on having any kind of big celebration last October and bringing it into the summer where we can celebrate more freely with the community.
And I'm going to ask you in a second just how you work that celebration. I know we're coming out of COVID, but certainly kind of facility that you have is, you know, kind of been in the target of a pandemic for the last 2 years. And how does your facility stand right now? You're able to carry off the celebration, so things must be a whole lot better than they would have been a year and a half ago.
Yeah, things have definitely changed. Of course, vaccinations have helped a bunch, and just our understanding of COVID and the protocols that we go through have allowed us to be able to go out in the community a lot more. Still restrict a little bit coming into the building. You know, it's the way that we keep our residents safe, but we've started going on outings and having dinners out, being able to go to events in our local community. We have our separation of our spaces, but it's something that's different than even last year was, and that's pretty exciting for us to be able to feel some normalcy after the past 2 years.
Yes, and I was asking you about what capacity is at the Veterans Home, and you told me it was theoretically over 80 residents, but right now you've been standing at more like 50, and it's not necessarily COVID that's responsible here. You have some improvements or construction going on at the facility?
That's correct. So our normal capacity is at 83, and we're just over 50 right now. And one of the big reasons is because we're doing a heating and cooling project, an HVAC project inside the building. We still have a lot of the original boiler systems and heating systems that were in the building.
Right.
That's when this was created back in the 50s. And so we are renovating all that. And that's going to give control in every single room for their own environmental controls, heating and cooling. And so with that, we need to be able to move people around to different rooms, and then we can work on the duct in all the rooms and also remove the old heating stuff. And so our numbers have been lowered just so that we can make that happen in a safe way.
Right. Moving into the rooms, having more rooms than you have residents makes that a lot easier. But did I hear you say that these systems dated to the 50s? So that brings up the whole history of the actual building that's on your campus that your resident home is in. Is it a building older than the veterans home?
That's correct, although you wouldn't be able to tell when you walk in our doors anymore.
Okay.
It goes back to the starting of Silver Bay, which was a mining town started by
Reserve.
Yeah, Reserve, thank you. And so they constructed one of the schools here, and that's the school that we were able to purchase as a state in the 1980s. So once a Reserve left, they bought this property, the state did, and then the project was moved forward to create a veterans home. So some of our early pictures, which we will have out during our celebration, you can see how much of a school this looked like. So the walls and the classrooms, and once you kind of have that in your head, you can look down our hallways and be like, oh yeah, that's a classroom. That's the way all the classes are on the side. But we've done a lot of renovations, are really trying to get the North Shore feel, so the lodge feel. So you walk in now and there's the big hearth fireplace and a lot more homey feel.
Right.
We have households now. There's four households in our building, and each household has its own dining room with its own kitchen. And so the meals are prepared right there with the residents, and that's a lot more family friendly, kind of this close-knit group of people in each one of our households that just helps fit the home better. Yeah, makes everything more comfortable.
So you've transformed it from a place where youngsters once sat for 7 hours a day to a place that's cozy for a generally older demographic and the people helping them to occupy 24/7. And you're embedded deeply in the history of Silver Bay then, occupying, was it an old elementary school then?
It was. And what's really fun is that some of our staff went to school here as elementary students.
Wow.
And so they can talk about walking down to the principal's office or where that was or all this other, you know, fun history and stories that they can tell because, I mean, they've been here not only as workers, but when they were kids. So, you know, 50 years of memories in the same building for some of them, which is kind of amazing.
And it makes me think of the opportunities that we may have again if we ever are truly post-pandemic to maybe have school children visiting.
Yeah, that, you know, one of the things that always happens is like Halloween, the kindergartners in the first grade would come down and go Halloween trick-or-treating through our halls. And I think everybody's excited to see those days when there's that kind of laughter and joy in our building again.
Absolutely. And speaking of festivities, then, why don't we turn our attention to how you guys are going to celebrate that big 30th anniversary at the Minnesota Veterans Home in Silver Bay?
Sure. So we've chosen July 9th, and that's in conjunction with Bay Days, which is the big celebration here in Silver Bay. It's also the same day as Heritage Days and down in Two Harbors. So there's a ton of stuff going up and along down the shore. We chose that because we weren't sure where COVID would take us when we first decided to celebrate this. And we wanted to make sure that people had plenty of things to do if we had to cancel. But we're not canceling. So not only do you have plenty of things to do on that day, you can come down and enjoy some festivities with us. So we're starting at 10 a.m. and that's going to be a band. Pat Surface and the Boundary Water Boys from Ely are going to be playing for the duration of our time, so 10 to 1. And at 1 p.m., we're going to have a series of speakers from around the area just to kind of make an official presentation for our 30th anniversary.
Yeah, and you want to just do a tip of the hat to who some of the key speakers are? You don't have to go through the whole roster, but I think I heard you say the commissioner of your department, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, will be in attendance along with one of our Northland political leaders.
That's correct. So Commissioner Herkey will be here. He's the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. And Representative Rob Eklund will also be here giving remarks as well. And then a number of other people will be also just sharing some stories and some appreciation for the time that we've had here in Silver Bay.
So logistically, how is this all working out in order to kind of keep the residents, the veterans safe during this? You probably have some creative logistics. You're outside for one thing in your parking lot.
Correct. Our whole festival will be, our celebration will be out in our parking lot. Because of COVID, we will be separating our residents and their families who will be together from most of the visitors. So there'll just be a rope down our parking lot so that we can have that space and that safety. We're asking everybody to wear a mask while they're on our campus. And so those will be provided by us. And so those are kind of the main things to keep us safe.
Sure.
Because of the separation, we'll have a few tents available and for rain or too much sun that you can sit under or find your own spot to be able to listen to the music and then the presentation at 1.
I'm assuming this is a rain or shine event. You're hoping that it's not much rain if there is any.
That's what we're hoping. So not too hot, no rain. So just hoping for that perfect weather in the middle. We're luckily on the North Shore where it's nice air conditioner off the lake, especially in July. So it's pretty nice over this area. So just hoping the rest of the weather holds and we'll be doing it no matter what.
Well, I'm going to say something incredibly goofy to do. I could be jinxing things, Randall, but it's the same day as the Heritage Days Parade. And I've lived here off and on for 40 years, and they tell me it's virtually never, God forbid, precipitated during that parade. There I said it. So hopefully that brings you good luck up in Silver Bay, that there's not a spotty shower there.
Hopefully it works out for both of us, because I know the parade's at 1 p.m. too. So
exactly. Yeah, that's why I wanted to tell you that the force is probably with you, but we should always be prepared. So that sounds like that's going to be a good time had by all. It certainly would be nice if everybody could see each other's smiles if we're wearing masks. Hopefully we can give each other a twinkle of the eye, the public coming in and thanking the staff. I'm sure there's a lot of gratitude from the families towards the staff that have shepherded the facility through this incredibly stressful couple of years plus, and for people who over the 30 years had their own family members there and or work there. I don't know if you're expecting people to drop by who may have worked there over the years as well, but it could be a little bit of a reunion.
Yes, we're just hoping a lot of people just kind of swing by and show their support. I realize that there might be some restrictions, but just to say thank you to them and just see that we are still here and we're still smiling and doing everything we can to keep our residents safe and have fun.
Randall, I was thinking it might be helpful for people to understand where the Minnesota Veterans Home Silver Bay fits into our care scheme for veterans administered by a department of our state of Minnesota, the Department of Veterans Affairs. You're one of five sites that are currently open across the state. I think they're pretty widespread. I believe there's one in Minneapolis, Laverne, and I've left a couple out, of course, but apparently the system is expanding as well.
That's correct. So we do have five homes. So that's in Hastings is the domiciliary, Laverne, Fergus Falls, Minneapolis, and Silver Bay are all skilled care nursing homes for veterans from the state itself. And the state is adding three new homes in Bemidji, Montevideo, and Preston. And those are all coming online next summer. So there'll be a lot more information on that as they happen, or you can call and find out more if you're interested in knowing more about those. And they'll start taking applications for residents for there very soon. And so we will be So Minnesota does a really great job of taking care of its veterans, and adding three new homes in our state to make it a full eight homes will be fantastic and just kind of continues to show on how Minnesota does take care of its veterans and is very dedicated to them.
And for folks who haven't really ever, you know how life brings changes to you and sometimes they're quite abrupt and you had your eye on a different ball for a long time. And for folks who are realizing that they have a veteran in their family who might need exactly the kind of services that the Silver Bay Veterans Home provides, the eligibility is simply that any honorably discharged veteran who can demonstrate that fact is eligible to apply?
That is correct. And so there's no disability number percentage that's attached to that. So if you're a veteran, you can apply to the homes. You can call the individual homes themselves to find out how long the waiting lists are and what the requirements are then to find out more information. But if you're a veteran and you're looking for this kind of care, or you have a family member that's looking for this kind of care, please give us a call and we'll find out how we can help you.
Another question that came to mind is, of course, the kinds of care that people are needing more and more these days. I understand you have a memory care unit.
Yeah, it's probably our main focus is memory care. We have two households that are dedicated to memory care. We do a lot of training with our staff, a lot of training with the community on dementia and the diseases that come along with dementia. And so we do specialize here in Silver Bay on memory and dementia causes. So the other homes have their own special cares, but that's Silver Bay is kind of we like to think ourselves at the front of that and trying out new ways to meet those needs and always looking for ways to support that and learn more.
Well, it's good to hear about that. And it was also good for me to, in the brief online checkup I did on the Veterans Home, saw that you try to provide a fair amount of diversity of experiences for the residents. There's a garden on site, and I believe that you are, in normal times, able to take residents around the community and out on some excursions, one of which I know that's kind of well known in the area is the Lake Superior fishing trip. And that's still going to be happening again this year? Is that true?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Yep. So we're doing our annual charter fishing trip on Lake Superior. So we did take 2 years off because of COVID, but we're back on it this year. In the past, it's been where we've had a banquet where we've invited a lot of people. And this time, just as we get back into it and we're still in COVID, we're doing that invite only, and we're going to have the banquet back at our own facility. But it's the baby steps back into it, and that's what we're seeing a lot of our stuff. You know, we are starting to get back out in outings to go to restaurants. Been up to Virginia for some shopping. We went up to Chisholm to see the Traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall.
Oh.
So those events are happening more and more, which is really cool to see over the, you know, since last year that we're able to get out and do more of things like this. We have a wonderful group in our local community up in Finland that provides a fishing opportunity for us. So it's a private lake that is just for our veterans that we go to on a weekly basis to go fishing. That is a highlight of our summer.
Yes, I did not know about that inland fishing lake. That sounds like something to look forward to each week. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a list that gets filled really quickly, and we to get up there, and we try to get, you know, spread it around, get as many people up there as possible. You know, as you said, we have gardening. Every one of our households has access to a garden, and so they can do their own planting. And part of the memory care stuff is we've done a planting of items that residents have memories with. So whether they be smells of like basil and thyme, or there was a gentleman who used to have cattle and he would plant clover in the fields for his cattle, and he planted some of that this year. And so those are the things that we do to kind of help keep those memories strong.
Randall, I'm glad you told me it was clover that you planted. When I realized that he was raising cows, I was worried about other smells that you might introduce.
We didn't do any special fertilizers with it.
Thank you.
We just did the norm.
thank you. I hope that clover really brought it back for him. So, this is great. Great to hear about this. And so in conclusion, I've been visiting here with Randall Walls from the Minnesota Veterans Home in Silver Bay with their 30th anniversary celebration coming up on July 9th. And Randall, if anybody wanted to know anything more about what's going on that day, is there a number that they could call or an email that they could track this on, or social media?
Absolutely.
You name it.
Yep. You can track it on the MDVA Facebook page. And so it'll be showing up there along with all the events and things that we're doing across the state. You can also call our home specifically, which is at 218-353-8700, and ask for me, Randall Walls. And you can also email me at randall.walls@state.mn.us. All those are great ways to find out some more information. And you can always support us directly or support your local veteran service organizations such as the American Legions or the VFWs, the DAVs. There's all ways that they have in their local communities, and they support us to no end. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much for adding that. I'm sure the veteran services organizations are doing tremendous work there, and glad you could mention that. And hopefully they'll be there on July 9th along with you.
Yes. Yep. We know some of them will be here, so we hope to see as many of you there as we can.
All right. Thanks a lot, Randall. I've got the picture, and I may be able to even swing over there myself, depending upon what we're doing at our radio booth at Bay Days, our first time ever going to take in Bay Days. So I'm looking forward to that, and I hope the weather, as you pointed out, we could use the continuing streak of good weather. So if I don't see you, have a great celebration.
Thank you so much, Leo.
Take care now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Randall Walls, he's with the Minnesota Veterans Home in Silver Bay. This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio.